Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do a little boxing with a legend of the ring. Of course, the founder of Golden Boy Promotion. We got Alvarez and Daniel Jacobs coming up this Saturday. It's in Vegas. It's a unification bout for the middleweight division. This is a big one, and we got a few things to talk about with the great Oscar De La Hoya. What's happening, champ? How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, guys? All good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, we're glad to have you on. Before we get to the fight, Oscar, this is a unique bout to watch because it's on DAZN, which is purely streaming. It's unique in that most of these things are pay-per-view, and you know, you got to be sitting in front of a TV or at a big venue. You know, tell us about DAZN and you know why going this route with two big names, obviously Daniel Jacobs and Canelo Alvarez. Yeah.
And before I start, I mean, I just want to say what a great career and amazing watching you. So
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Oscar. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
DAZN, yes, it's a new digital platform. It's kind of like the Netflix of sports, basically. People today don't want to be told what to watch, when to watch, where to watch it. You know, everybody's used to now watching it on their devices, on their phone, their computer, their smart TV. So what DAZN has allowed us to do is watch it on the go. And whether you're with friends, whether you're at home, whether you want to watch it on your computer, it's just a new way of watching sports. And DAZN has allowed us to basically slash the pay-per-view prices in more than half. If you think about it, DAZN's televising more than 100 events a year, 100 boxing events a year, including Canelo fights, including Anthony Joshua, including Triple G, for the price of $20 a month subscription. So, DAZN is changing the game.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a really interesting concept, and obviously you guys aren't in this to break even. Of course you want to make money. It's a business endeavor, clearly. But what I like about this, and I wonder how much of this was part of the mission statement or is part of the mission statement, one thing that I really remember, you know, growing up, Oscar, and I'm from Brooklyn. You know, my parents, Italian and Irish, and on the Italian side, boxing was always on the Saturdays. The Hispanic community, it was growing up with it, you know, Wide World of Sports, ABC, it was accessible. Yep. You could watch boxing, and it permeated the next generation. While you guys will make money off this endeavor, the fact that it just brings more boxing to more people with more frequency, I would imagine that's a big part of the equation for you guys, right?
Well, absolutely. And look, people are getting used to the digital platform as we speak. Mm-hmm. It's no different than when, like you mentioned, Wide World of Sports, when we can watch Muhammad Ali, we can watch the best fights like Sugar Ray Leonard,
Hearns,
on free TV,
Hagler,
like Hearns Hagler, yeah, on free TV,
Duran,
and then all of a sudden they told us we have to pay for it on pay per view. so people have to get used to this new digital platform. It's no different from back in the days when we had to pay pay per view dollars. So
yeah,
and it's for the masses. I mean, look, DAZN is the man behind it is a very smart individual, and he's not in this to lose money. He's in this for the long run. So we're quite happy. We're quite invested in this new project, and it's working out well.
Yeah. Before we get to the fight, Oscar, last question for you on DAZN and really the purses. We're used to paying $50 to maybe $100 for pay per view. This is a subscription service, $20 per month for subscribers. What is the purse? How does this affect the purse of the fighters?
Yes, I mean, guaranteed purses. We're not relying on pay-per-view anymore, and that's the beautiful part of it.
Interesting.
I was able to negotiate the biggest contract in sports history for Canelo Alvarez. I'm not sure if you read about it, or I'm sure you did hear about it, the $365 $1 million contract that we were able to negotiate through DAZN for Canelo, which made history.
Wow.
In boxing. So it's all guaranteed money. We don't rely on pay-per-view anymore. And look, like I said, the DAZN people are very smart individuals, and somehow, some way, I'm sure they're going to make their money back.
Yeah, of course.
Good stuff. Oscar De La Hoya is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. One of the boxing, the ring icons for sure. Founder of Golden Boy Promotions as well, and he's with us here on the show.
Yeah, DAZN has everything. Soccer and hockey DAZN. And college sports, et cetera, et cetera. Let's move on to this fight, Oscar. You know, we know, I think most of us who are maybe parachute in boxing fans know Canelo Alvarez from the Triple G fights. A lot of them probably don't know Daniel Jacobs that much. He is the IBF middleweight champion, so this is a unification bout, as BT mentioned, coming in. But what can you we know Canelo Alvarez because he was highly in the media for a couple of years over the last few. Tell us about Daniel Jacobs, though. We don't a lot of people don't know about him, but he's a competitor.
You know, I've known Daniel Jacobs since the beginning of his professional boxing career. And he is a fighter. I mean, he is literally a fighter. You know, here's a man who challenged for the world title. He got knocked out, but a few days later they find out he has cancer wrapped around his spine. And so the doctor tells him that he's not going to walk anymore, and obviously he can't fight anymore. What does he do? He comes back and fights. 2 years later, after receiving the news, he gets back up. He starts training. He wins 2 world titles, and now he's fighting Canelo Alvarez, the biggest fighter on the planet today. I mean, Daniel Jacobs is a very tough competitor. And a lot of people ask me, what worries you about Daniel Jacobs? His heart worries me.
Yeah.
His heart, because he has the will to win. If he survived cancer, if he beat cancer, I mean, imagine what Canelo is to him. Basically nothing.
Yeah, you're right. But and it's interesting you say that, because Canelo even said Daniel Jacobs poses maybe a bigger threat than Triple G did.
Exactly. And Daniel Jacobs has a different style than Triple G. You know, Triple G is a very tough competitor, but he's one-dimensional. Daniel Jacobs has different weapons, lots of weapons in his arsenal. He can box, he can move, he can fight, he's an elusive boxer. He throws a lot of combinations, and he has that will to win. So it's going to be, look, the middleweight division has always been an exciting one. And you go back to the Hearns days, the Haglers, the Leonards. This one is one for the ages. I believe, you know, DAZN has a great fight on their hands. The fans are going to enjoy it. And, you know, we're looking for a great fight on Saturday night.
There's no doubt. I mean, listen, you beat cancer getting off the stool to answer the bell for round 7, or getting out of the corner and getting hit with a flurry and making sure you get out of that to continue the fight, get the advantage back in your favor. Yeah, that seems like a small thing. When wrapped around the spine, too. I didn't even know like that. Exactly. That's, wow. You know what I wanted to ask you, Oscar? And, you know, I really don't know the answer to this. I'm so curious, because you hear the term natural athletes. Things come naturally to certain people. In your opinion, you know, I know that there's a lot of tough people, you know, that don't box, certainly not at the level that you did and others. But do you believe a great boxer, that a lot of the traits are inherent? Because it really is based on ferocity and skill, clearly. But do you think great boxers train and become great or are kind of born with a predisposition to be a great boxer?
Well, there's a predisposition of it, but I strongly feel that it's instinct. You're born with it, but at the same time, you have to work at it. You know, your work ethic is very, very important, because you can. I mean, especially in today's day and age, you have so many athletes that are just physically in incredible shape. But if you don't have that work ethic, if you don't have that mental toughness, that durability, and that instinct, then you're going to fall behind that you know, one step. It's a matter of working on what you're born with. And if you can figure out that formula, sky's the limit.
Yeah, good stuff. That's a really interesting answer. Do you believe, I'm sure it fluctuates for everybody, but in Oscar De La Hoya's mind, is there an age that is most pivotal for that instinct and for that training and the recognition to, like, if it doesn't kick in by so-and-so age, then it's really hard to catch up. Do you actually have a number that jumps out to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, in boxing, if you lose 3, 4, 5 in a row, then you know, you have to think about something, a different career. I mean, you know, it's just either you win or you lose. But yes, I mean, look, you know instantly, even as an amateur boxer when I was growing up, you just know instinctively if you're good or not. And you know, it's like, you know, you pull out the decision because you threw more punches and you had the bigger will to win, or you're in better shape in the last seconds of the last round because you trained harder. You know instantly whether you have it or not at a young age.
That's good. Oscar De La Hoya is with us here. Boxing legend, founder, Golden Boy Promotions, getting ready for the big one coming up on Saturday in Las Vegas. Yep. And he's with us here on Tiki and
Tierney. It is on DAZN. 11-fight deal you have with Canelo Alvarez, which is awesome. Say he gets through Daniel Jacobs. Are we going to see a Triple G Alvarez 3 possibly?
It's a must. It's a must.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, look, as a promoter, you know, I promote the way I fought in my career, and that's fighting the very best and going after the toughest challenges. You know, there's no reason why Canelo and Triple G should have a trilogy. I mean, what fighter does not want to be involved in a historical trilogy in the making? And so, you know, I don't know if it's going to be next. It all depends on Canelo, and it all depends on Triple G if they win their fights.
Yeah,
who knows? You never know what's going to happen, but all roads lead to that third fight.
Yeah, no, you see it, Canelo Alvarez, Triple G. It's so exciting, and it brought attention. I think needed attention to boxing when so many people are talking about, well, UFC is taking over, you know, the fight game. Boxing is a distant second now. You think that's the case, or you think it's just a temporary blip because of the excitement that surrounded the UFC when it first became mainstream?
Yeah, I mean, it's the excitement. But look, I mean, there's room for both sports. I mean, there's enough fans for both sports. I mean, boxing is alive and well. The DAZN, you know, contract obviously indicated that to everyone that boxing is here to stay. And is stronger than ever. You know, boxing has always been a roller coaster. It all has depended on the heavyweight division.
Yep.
Right now, we don't really have a heavyweight that we can follow and cheer on. Deontay Wilder's coming up. Anthony Joshua's coming up. There's a couple of guys who are coming up, but they're no Mike Tyson. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And now with Canelo, and then him having a stellar career and signing a great deal with DAZN, you know, the movement is happening. It's taking place. I mean, boxing is in the limelight, and you know, we're very happy to be part of it. And you know, it's being a promoter and being on the other side of the ropes. You know, it really has been quite an interesting ride because I've been able to witness these types of roller coaster rides.
Yeah.
But right now, as we speak, boxing is better and bigger than ever.
Feels like it.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you this because, you know, Teak brings up the UFC, and obviously you guys, although you can be a UFC fan for sure and a boxing fan, I mean, there's many people that are devout with both, clearly. But at the end of the day, you're both chasing the same eyeballs, you and Dana White. You're both chasing the same disposable income that most Americans have, that on a limited basis, most people, not just Americans. And you've got to be smart with how you disperse that when you have family and all that, all those things that are more important. Yep. Can you explain to us, because what in the world, like, where did it go so sideways between you and Dana White, where he gets on, whether it's First Take or others, he just eviscerates you? What is the origin of that beef? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I obviously wanted to get my feet wet and get involved in the MMA business. And obviously we know that Dana White and the UFC, I mean, have a chokehold on that sector, on that business. You know, I mean, he was a bully, but look, at the end of the day, I have no hard feelings for him. At the end of the day, I think he's been doing a wonderful job at what he does, and I'm going to stay in my own lane and do what I do. and there's room for both. I think you know, there's enough apples to pick from the tree, and everybody can eat. You know,
smart.
They've been doing a wonderful job, and we actually compliment each other. You know, the UFC fans are curious to go across the street and check out boxing, and vice versa. So I think there's room enough for both of us, and you know, we just have to support each other and continue growing our fan base.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody gets a little taste, and I do agree there's enough to go around for sure. The product is overflowing. It's rampant. It's there. If you want it, you can certainly consume it. But I think what I'm one of them. What I think some people are surprised about, at your core, yeah, you're promoting now. Oscar De La Hoya is a fighter. He is used to fighting. And when you get thrown into a corner, you got to get out. Like I used the analogy earlier with Jacobs, with cancer.
Right.
And, you know, Dana went so below board on you, I was surprised you didn't come back and fight.
Yeah. No, it's look, business is business, and it's ruthless. But look, at the end of the day, I understand where he's coming from. It's fine. That's his character. That's who he is. At the end of the day, all I can say is that, look, there's room for both of us, and we should all just, you know, get along and grow and grow our fan base.
Hey.
And just, because his fans are eventually going to become boxing fans, and boxing fans are eventually going to be UFC fans. So we might as well work together.
Yeah. Hey, Oscar, I think you're smart to take the high road, man. Seriously. Good luck this weekend, Oscar. It's going to be a great fight. We'll be checking it out. I'm sure a lot of people will jump on the subscriber. You should look at DAZN if you haven't seen it yet.
$20 a month, right?
And it's
for
a ton.
100 fights?
Well,
I know you get other stuff, too.
Hundreds of events. Yeah, summer soccer, boxing. It's everything. You should
check it out.
We'll be checking this out. Thank you, Oscar.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.